And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Nerky and his topic on the MX newspaper and the media beat up. And, mate, you are so right on that. It is starting to grate on my nerves, something chronic. Until recently, I was working in the city and picked up MX quite often. And it's not a bad little paper in terms of a lot of it is light fluffy bunny reading. Like, you've got 2.5 pages or something of gossip at the back. You've got like movies and all the rest of it, but the headlines on it, and you know when you read it, the headlines are going to turn up in the Herald Sun the next day because Murdoch publishes both. Fairfax publishes The Age, and it used to be quite a different paper and take a different line to what it does, but unfortunately that line between Fairfax and Murdoch seems to have blurred quite a fair bit. And so both of them and the news channels, and let's not forget Today Tonight and good old Ray Martin with A Current Affair, they both do their share in beating it up and beating it up. And it's starting to be that the news channels seem, to me at least, Nerky, you know, anyone else listening, please feel free to disagree with me here, that the word Muslim is starting to be interchangeable with the word terrorist. Actually, it's not starting, it's well down the road to being interchangeable. And you've got to wonder what the Muslim community is thinking and feeling about this. I mean, when the terror laws came out, when I was doing my podcasts on those, you know, the Muslim community was jumping up and down saying, hello, we are already feeling marginalised and picked on. What kind of undercurrent are we putting forward with stuff like this? And it really is all you see. I am so sick of the word terror. At the same time, you've got to remember, this is nothing new. This is very similar to the campaigns in the 50s against communists with the whole Reds under the beds thing. But at the moment, it really is terrorists in your backyard, terrorists under your bed, terrorists here, terrorists there, terrorists goddamn everywhere. Yeah, and it really is starting to grate. It's almost become a self-parody, really, talking about stuff like that. It's starting to be a joke. It's people are reading it almost to a point and going, ah, here we go again. And Nerky, have you noticed, especially with the Herald Sun, they'll intersperse it with the most stupid headlines. We will have a couple of days, or, you know, a day or two on the war on terror or whatever, and then we'll have really stupid headlines like Kylie Minogue's breast cancer or singing fiascos at the AFL Grand Final, and it goes on for 2 or 3 pages. And I mean, the Herald Sun's it's not my favourite paper. Especially with certain conservative editorials in it. And if you've read it, Nerky, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about with that. You know, just what concerns me, I guess, is the blurring of the line. And it's blurring of the line between newspapers and radio and TV. And, you know, like, you're Darren Hinches and your Stan Zemanics of the world, you know, we'll beat it up to a point, and I can't remember who's on 3AW, but it seems to be this blanket someone has decided, this is what the Australian media are going to report, and it's really quite astounding. I mean, papers, let's face it, don't exist per se to bring us the news. Newspapers exist to sell themselves. So they will publish what they think will sell. But the way that they're doing it really is a marginalisation of the Muslim community and a huge beat up, as Nerky said. So I do have to agree with you. But as I said, it is nothing new. It really is a campaign of Reds under the beds all over again. And just checking under my bed right now and in my backyard. I'm not seeing terrorists anywhere. I'm really not. What I am seeing... Oh, I do need to vacuum under my bed, though. What I am seeing is a lot of paranoia around, and people seeing, like, groups of say, Arab-looking people in the street, which Melbourne's quite multicultural, talking and getting paranoid at seeing a group of men in a street talking, just because they happen to be, you know, Arab-looking or Muslim-looking or anything like that. It's starting to get ridiculous from that point, and I'm very... It really does grate on my nerves, so... If there are any other Australians on the boards, you know, please leave a reply. Let us know what's going on in your states. You know, I'd be interested to hear if Sydney's the same, or Brisbane, or Adelaide, or Hobart, or Launceston, or Perth, or anywhere around the country. Please let us know. Okay, this is Marbury Blue Shimmer signing off.